Hello and welcome back to another Cycling Mole, your cycling informant. Well, it's a new season, it's 2021 and coronavirus is a thing of the past.
Well, I wish.
But anyway, the cycling's back on and it's the opening weekend. We are travelling to Belgium, to Flanders for Omloop Het Nieuwsblad, one of most people's favourite races of the season. Let's get straight to it. First of all, let's talk about the route. Okay. So it's the same route mainly as previous years. We have a slight change in plan at the top of the Wovenberg in that there is a different cobbled section, but in reality this is virtually the exact same route that has been used in the past 3 or 4 years. So nothing new there. The weather, very much something new here. Weather is going to be lovely. It's going to be a nice sunny day in Flanders. The wind is going to be very, very light, which could have a significant impact on the race. We have seen in previous editions where it's been bad weather, the race has split nice and early because teams can make it very difficult. Whereas this year, the good weather suggests that it won't split until quite near the end, and it also increases the chances of the first sprint finish that I can actually remember. So the weather could play quite a big role in what's happening in this race. Betting-wise, okay, so this is where the fun begins. Looking at the betting market, you will see that Julian Alaphilippe is the big favourite, and quite rightly so. He was very good in Provence, despite lots of the normal stories that come out during the winter about him targeting later races, he's maybe not had a great winter's training, this type of things that Alaphilippe usually likes to say. However, Provence, he was on it. He almost won the Queen stage up Chalet Reynard, so we can safely say that Alaphilippe has very good form. Now, again, leading up to this race, as DS has spoken about the fact that he's got to stay in good shape all the way through to Liège, he might not be at 100%, blah, 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 blah. Smoke and mirrors, the usual stuff with Alaphilippe. Alaphilippe is the bookie's favourite. You can get him about 3-1 in most places. Whether or not you think he wins will determine how I think you should shape your betting book. If you believe in Alaphilippe, if you think he's going to win this race, then 3-1 is actually very good value. You would go in with a nice big bet. Now, for a one-day race, I would normally set myself a limit of 10 points. You decide how much money 1 point is. It could be, you know, 10 points could be £10. It could be £100. It could be £1,000. It's what you feel comfortable in betting. If you're going Alaphilippe, you're really going to have to go all in, I would imagine, because the odds are quite tight. So that would be 10 points, maybe 9 points with a 1 point saver on somebody, maybe a teammate, or maybe somebody else who you fancy. But because his odds are low, you have to go all in if you think he's going to win this. Now, there are lots of variables in this race. He said he might not be 100%. I'm not sure I believe that. There are quite a few other riders who have shown good form already this season. So you need to weigh this up in your mind. For me, I think there's too many variables. I don't want to put 10 points on Alaphilippe in this type of race, especially when Quickstep are so strong. But because Alaphilippe is a worthy favourite in my mind, I am now going to change and not have 10 points. I'm going to go in with 5 points for this race because taking on Alaphilippe is quite a big risk. So I'm just going to go with 5 points. Team strength. If you're looking at the teams, Quickstep obviously stand out as the strongest team. They have the most options. Okay, they have actually got a ridiculous amount of options for a race like this. Not only do they have Alaphilippe, who's a worthy favourite, they've got Askren. They've got Ballerini, De Klerk, Lampaert, Seneschal, Stieber. In reality, of those 7 riders, only De Klerk doesn't stand a chance of winning this race. And the bookies know that, so all the other riders are within about 25-1. They're very, very strong. The other strong team is Trek Segafredo. They've got Stuyven, they've got Pedersen, they've got Toons, and they've got Kirsch. Strong, not as strong as Quickstep. Stuyven is the defending champion. Trek look good. Then we have a team like AG2R who don't have the strength and depth. They don't have 4-5 riders who could win, but they do have 2 extremely strong cards to play in Van Avermaet and Nason. Van Avermaet has already shown lots of good form already this season. A lot of people are fancying him for this race. He always goes well here, but I'm not convinced. I don't think I'm going to go in on Van Avermaet this time round. When you are looking to shape your book, remember, loads of people will chase value. They will go and look at people who are 100 to 1. There's a reason they're 100 to 1. They are extremely unlikely to win this race. I would want to go and look at team leaders. Who are the riders that are protected? Can you get some good odds on some of the longer shot team leaders? They would represent good value, in my opinion. I don't want to go wasting my time backing somebody from Bahrain who's not even the protected rider. It makes no sense. Go for the team leaders and then you'll stand a good chance. For example, a team leader who in my mind represents good value would be Amy de Gendt of Wanty. Now, de Gendt is a good strong rider. He was in the second group last year, the kind of main peloton. He survived up the Muir with all the top riders. He hasn't raced this season. Okay, that's a negative, but he's been at altitude. I've spoken to him. He says this is a good training camp over there. He is, you can actually pick him up at a whopping 200 to 1 or 250 to 1 at some places. He is a team leader of a World Tour team. He is good value. I would much rather spend £10 on Amy de Gendt than money on Sonny Colbrelli, for example. So go team leaders. You also have to consider a sprint option. There is nothing worse than watching a race where you don't have a sprinter in your book and it comes down to a sprint. You might as well chuck your money away. Because of the weather, the sprint option is increased. It's still not a nailed on. You still have to go over the Muir with about 13 kilometres to go. Okay, so it's still unlikely there is a sprint, but there is a better chance of it happening than before. I would possibly want to cover a sprint. Most people will want to back more than one quick step rider, which is a good strategy. It's never a bad strategy in a one day race. How do you decide which of their workers to back? Who's going to be protected? Who does the race suit more? Well, for me, it doesn't suit Casper Askren. Askren, very, very talented rider. He lacks the explosive kick of some of his teammates. I don't think this is a race for Askren. That leaves Ballerini, Lampaert, Seneschal, Stieber. Ballerini already has two wins this season. He's a fast finisher. In my mind, he's the new Tom Bonin. Ballerini makes a lot of sense to me. That's why I took 2 points on Ballerini at 16 to 1. Not only as a sprinter, but he is a very good climber. He potentially could get over in a large front group. If the front group is maybe, say, 10 to 15 riders, Ballerini could well be there, and you know he's going to have teammates to potentially hold the race together for a sprint finish. Who else in the team does it suit? For me, it suits Stieber, previous winner. He's gone well here in the past. He's looked quite good in the lead-outs in Provence, I think it was. He's going well. Okay, he had to go home this week, unfortunately, because his granddad died. So he's riding potentially with some extra motivation. I took a point on Stieber at 25 to 1. So I've got my quick step angle covered. I've got Ballerini, who's in very good form, and he can sprint finish. I've got Stieber for the attack. He looks in good form. He did cyclocross through the winter. So I'm happy with my two quick step riders. I could potentially go in for Lampaert and Seneschal, but I'm not going to. I'm going to look further afield. Again, I'm going to look at team leaders. So I'm looking down at my old buddy, Tiege Benoot. So he's riding for Team DSM. Tiege always goes well here. He's fairly local in that he's from Ghent. He represents value for me. You can still get him at the odds that I got him for, which was 50 to 1. Always starts the season with a little kick in his stride. He's been up at altitude for 3 weeks. He's going well. I've taken a point on Tiege Benoot. And then I've got 1 point left. And I wanted, again, to target some winners, some guys who are team leaders, but who give out some good value and some longer odds. So I went and thought about the Provence race, who showed some good form there, and two riders jump out at me. Dylan Toons of Bahrain, who I picked up, I think, at 80-1. A little half point on Dylan. He's gone well here in the past. And also Gianni Moscon of Team Ineos. Again, looked good in Provence. He was 80-1. I've taken a half point on him. He's a slight risk. Ineos also have Pidcock, but I would imagine that Moscon will have some freedom. Remember, Moscon, not that long ago, people were talking about as being one of the best riders in the world. He's lost his way a little bit. He's done some really stupid things off and on the bike, but his form in Provence suggests that he might be somewhere near back to his best, and he's flying under the radar a little bit. So that's how I've shaped my book. I've gone for 5 points rather than 10 because I'm taking on Alaphilippe and he's a very strong favourite. I've looked to back the sprint option. I've looked to back another quick step rider, and then I'm chasing some team leaders who represent good value. Remember also this race can be separated or can be decided by a crash. So you want a few options, I would think. If you're going on all in Alaphilippe, best of luck. He's a very worthy favourite. You could well win. But for me in this race, it's not for me. There's too many variables, I would think. Now, this is the betting preview, obviously. If you check out my social media stuff on Twitter, you will find my video preview with Edward Toons, and you will find my written preview as well. Whatever you do, enjoy the race, and I'll see you next time.